the string. The place by the marsh was at the edge of a wide savanna, and one day Adam took his son into the grasses to stalk the gazelles that fed there. For many hours, the hunters followed the herd, carefully staying downwind of it. Abel asked his father what they were waiting for, but Adam gave him a signal that said, "Be still and watch." After several more hours had passed, Adam made another sign that said, "Be alert now." At that moment, a lion bounded out of the grass and into the midst of the gazelles, bringing one down quickly while the rest fled in all directions. When it was all over, Adam asked Abel what he'd seen. "The lion killed a gazelle," the boy said. "Yes," Adam replied, "but we're not here to study the lion since it's not our prey. It's the gazelles we're interested in. What did you learn about them?" Abel considered this for a time, but beyond the fact that they had fled when the lion appeared, he could think of nothing to say. "You were absorbed in the spectacle of the kill," Adam said. "But once the lion made its appearance, the kill was all but inevitable and of no interest. You should have been watching and thinking about the rest of the herd. First, and most obvious, they abandoned their fallen companion without a moment's hesitation." Abel protested that this was how all herd animals behave. "That's not so," Adam replied. "A band of baboons might well have turned on the lion and torn it to shreds. However, that's not the important point. Come on, let's see if we can find where the gazelles have reassembled."